Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Join the Alaska Department of Family and Community Services on Wednesday, November 8th at 6 p.m. to discuss behavioral health services for children and youth. This event is designed to anyone living in South Central Alaska who would like to share their experiences when it comes to getting access to behavioral health services for the youth, as well as offer recommendations in how others can gain easier access for help and care. According to Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink, the Alaska Youth Behavioral Health Roadmap is meant to be a series of conversations around communities to learn what some of the struggles other children in other areas may be suffering from.
We're only as well and we're only as happy as our most unhappy child. And so really our future is really dependent on our children and their happiness and their well-being.
While on this journey, Dr. Zink has heard so many stories about the struggles people have had in their lives, and she wants to learn more about how to better solve these problems in the future. With Alaska, unfortunately, having such a high suicide rate, it's important to get as much help from the community as possible to find a solution for all the children of Alaska.
It's not just going to be the local hospital. It's not just going to be the school. But when we all kind of take our different perspectives and expertise to improve the health and well-being of our communities, we can do a lot more together.
Dr. Zink also wanted to remind everyone that this event is not limited to medical professionals, teachers, or survivors. This learning experience is for everyone to get together to share their ideas and their stories.
This is open to anyone in the community who wants to listen, who wants to share their vision, who wants to share their perspective and their story. We wanted to make this broad and open because we don't know what we don't know. We want to make sure that we're making it widely available and can listen to lots of different people.
You can participate in person at the Matsu Health Foundation in Wasilla or online. Registration and information is available at bhroadmap.alaska.gov. It looks like SNAP applications are once again backlogged. For more information, we turn to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
An Alaska state agency faces a new backlog in processing applications for people seeking food stamp benefits, more than a year after it first fell behind in recertifying applicants. The current backlog of new and returning applications totals about 6,000. It was created after resources were focused on clearing an older backlog in applications from Alaskans who in some cases waited as long as 11 months for benefits from the federally funded Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, said Deb Etheridge, director of the Alaska Division of Public Assistance. Etheridge said officials from the U.S. Food and Nutrition Service directed her agency to prioritize the older applications, even if it meant newer applications might get delayed. The state also has resumed interviews and income verifications that were waived as part of the federal public health emergency related to the pandemic. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
A Kodiak jury convicted William Hecht of Kodiak on one count of assault in the first degree and one count of misconduct involving a controlled substance in the fifth degree. The jury acquitted the defendant of assault in the second degree and violating conditions of release. On February 25th, 2021, the defendant left his home with a large kitchen knife and stabbed Lucas Murphy while he sat in his vehicle parked on the street outside of the defendant's residence. Murphy had previously been a guest in the home. After the stabbing, Murphy ended up losing all of his toes as well as part of his left foot. Hecht's next appearance will be a sentencing before Dillingham Superior Court Judge Christina Rye on February 21st, 2024 at 3:30 p.m. in the Kodiak Courthouse. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top headlines from Tuesday.